if you're staying home.
Yes.
You're locking the doors and you're watching stuff.
You know what? People probably will do that Sunday after they attend Boo Bash.
Yeah.
They want to hang out in the house and just binge watch some shows.
And I will say Sunday's weather forecast looks binge watchy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you want to call it that. So,
now,
So Antoine's into, you know, TV, movies, and all this stuff. And we
yes.
thought it'd be cool to sort of outline stuff that might be new, stuff you might have missed, just things that look interesting.
Yes, and one of the things actually will require you to go outside the house. We talked about it earlier.
Oh, forget it. You're fired. Outside this whole bit is over. You're canceled.
One of the things, you know, if you want to get out, go to the movie theaters to see Addams Family, the new animated remake. This is a great movie. I've read reviews on it. It's family friendly.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But it has adult jokes laced in there.
That's what you're always looking
for. Kind of like Shrek type movies.
Yes.
To where it's things your kids won't even catch on, but you and your husband or you and your wife can be like, hey, you heard that.
Yeah. What are the, did you check the Rotten Tomatoes on Adam's
70%.
Family?
Okay.
Not bad.
Especially 70% from the audience. I don't check the critics because they're looking at it from a different perspective.
Yeah, I want to take
audience has it 70%.
Yeah.
So one thing to do this weekend is go to the movie theater to see Addams Family.
You can also do it because I know IHOP's got that whole Addams Family menu.
Exactly.
So you could go afterward, get your kids the pancakes and all that stuff. The IHOP Valley View is right by the movie theater.
Yes.
So do it that way.
And now for the people that don't want to go outside.
Like, good.
You want to stay in. Mm-hmm. If you have Hulu, a movie on Hulu, this is Halloween weekend in theory. A great, scary, suspenseful movie, A Quiet Place, on Hulu.
Oh, yes, now. I love that movie. I watched it several times.
I raved about that when I saw it in a movie theater.
I gotta see that movie.
It's creatures, they're attracted by sound, so the entire movie is so quiet. You're on the edge of your seat. You don't even want to eat popcorn because it's so loud. There's no sound in the movie.
I really enjoy the movie. You know, I guess it feels weird to say I really enjoy something that I don't want to give anything away.
Yeah, you can't give it away.
Sure.
Yeah, but it's Halloween. It's Halloween. So there's all kinds of like
Hulu has tons of scary stuff.
Things. Yes, and that was one movie I watched with Ava.
You can watch it. You can watch it with her. It wasn't too bad.
It wasn't one of those.
There's no language because there's no talking.
Right, there's no talking.
How much talking is in that movie or noise? I mean, what period of time do you go with really no noise?
There is a solid, there are like 25 minute windows where there's sound.
Maybe 15%.
Like you could hear, when I was at the movie theater, you could hear people swallowing, like sitting in the movie theater. Yeah. That's how quiet it was.
I think if you're going to watch that with your significant other this weekend is during that 25-minute stretch, right around minute 15, just go.
Exactly.
It's a movie where you don't want to eat Doritos.
Yes.
Like Doritos or anything
crunchy.
Like that.
Yeah.
Addams Family, you're good on your Doritos. You can munch away. But for this one, it is only a bowl of mashed potatoes.
Only a bowl of mashed potatoes.
Just pour some broth into a coffee cup.
Yes. A brothy cup.
And last but not least, on Netflix, I thought about you, Monica.
Uh-oh.
It's a documentary called Tell Me Who I Am.
Oh, I heard about this one.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, this sounds so bizarre.
It is.
It's a true story.
It's a true story about these twins.
Mm-hmm.
They're adults now, but when they were 18, one of them was in a crash. It was a bike crash, and he lost his memory.
Uh-huh.
The only person he could remember was his brother, and that's because they have the same face.
Yes.
His parents, friends, he has no recollection of them.
Yeah, so he had to use his brother
to fill in what happened with his past.
So there's a twist.
So his brother's telling the story. It's like, hey, this is what happened. These are friends, like blah, blah, blah. Until the person who lost his memory, Alex, finds out that his brother's been lying to him.
Yeah, and we won't spoil it.
We can't spoil it and say what the lie is.
But yeah, there's a twist.
There's a twist.
It's a heck of a twist.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
Oh, I kind of need to know and now I want to watch.
Oh, man. When I just think about it, I get shivers.
Here's Monica, you can decide. I'll tell you what the twist is because I don't think it ruins your need to want to go see the documentary because it is still very interesting.
You want to know how it unfolds.
So you can decide in a second because I chose to read.
I read
answer.
It. That's how I knew.
I wanted to know, and it's okay. But yeah, what's that thing called again? What is it?
Tell Me Who I Am.
Tell Me Who I Am. It's a Netflix.
Netflix documentary.
Yeah, Netflix documentary.
Tell Me Who I Am on Netflix. A Quiet Place on Hulu. And if you leave your house,
gross.
See Addams Family. Go to IHOP. Get that special, and then go to the movie theater.
And